Good morning and welcome, folks. The final hour, the home stretch, the fourth hour of the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. It's Wednesday, January 24th, 2007, about 1 minute after 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And again, welcome to all of those listening on shortwave at 3.215. Welcome to those listening online at rbnlive.com. Welcome to those listening on AM and FM frequencies around the country and around the world. I'm glad you're here. Our website, franklyspeakingradio.com, lots of great information there. And our phone number, if you'd like to weigh in with your thoughts on anything, feel free to do so. That's not the phone number. franklyspeakingradio.com, and the phone number is 800-313-9443. Okay, so let's just dive right in. Waiting patiently, I assume? Drew in Arkansas, welcome. How you doing, man?
Your comments to me always get me to laugh.
Well, good.
Get me riled up, but I want the audience to know one thing.
Okay.
Frankly Speaking Radio is the truth out there. And you're going to find, just like what you got tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the Sir Raymond Royal wife is the man, one of my greatest heroes, along with Nikola Tesla and James Watt and Oliver Evans, who created the steam engines in the 1790s. John Crane, I wanted to call in to talk to the gentleman because he failed to mention that Royal Raymond Rife was a very handsome man in the early 1900s and married to a Japanese lady in 1913.
Well, I bet that went over well.
Or not, he came from a very well-to-do family.
Mm-hmm.
And through his entire life until 1960, Rife was well off. He fought the AMA tooth and nail. In the L.A. Times, back in the 1930s, I mean, we're talking about L.A. Times 1931 or 32, somewhere around there. They had a big dinner with 30 or 40 medical doctors meeting there in Los Angeles, honoring Rife as the cure for the creator for the cure for all diseases. And that's on page 2 of the 1932 31 issue of a New York Times. That it was in November. It happens to be the birthday of one of my uncles. We gave him a copy of the L.A. Times, and I just remembered that story as a young man. And when I read that story in high school, Mr. Rife became a hero of mine, and I followed him all the way up to his death in 1970.
That's amazing, Drew.
This man you got, you're going to bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand by the Royal Raymond Rife instruments because a friend of mine here in Little Rock that was murdered this last year cured himself of shingles with a Rife instrument that he purchased in 1990 from the Royal Rife Institute. With that instrument, he and I personally had it around his house over a 10-year period, taking care of, there were three or four women that he took care of that had leukemia and cured them.
Wow.
But he kept it really close-knit. It was basically one of those patriot community deals here in Little Rock.
That's who you know. Absolutely.
He didn't want the AMA, especially the University of Arkansas Medical Schools located here in Little Rock, come down on us and put us out the door.
They do have a way of doing that, don't they? Let me ask you to hang on, Drew. We'll be right back, folks, in about 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and, of course, more phone calls from you. Please stay with us.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right. Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sky is falling some days, doesn't it? Especially when they're spraying stuff into it. Anyway, you know, we had a nice crisp day here in northwest Arkansas, and I didn't see a chemtrail in the sky, and I felt better than I felt in days and days. So, I don't know, you make the connection. Drew, how have your skies been there in middle Arkansas?
I'm sending you the chemtrails back up to you.
No, you keep them. I insist.
No, we've had so much rain down here and no cold weather. It's been kind of chilly the last few days, but we've had rain off and on just about every day for the last 3 weeks. So the chemtrails haven't been here until the clouds kind of cleared off yesterday, and they made
there
up.
They are, yeah.
Big time. Anyway, in my personal file cabinet written up that I did during the 90s on Royal Raymond Rife, little was it known that everybody knows about Black Monday in 1929 when the stock market crashed. Just the following Sunday, the L.A. Times on its front page posted a large article about the crash, but over on one side was a memo of Dr. Royal Raymond Rife.
Wow.
On that November the 3rd, and it was... L.A. It was the San Diego Union.
Oh.
And it carried the article announcing that Rife had built a microscope capable of staining living viruses.
Wow.
Now,
amazing.
It was ignored by the general public, but it was picked up, and from 1934 forward, all the way up until 1960, the AMA fought and persecuted Rife and what he was doing for, because all of a sudden there were no more cures. What's going to happen with the better life with chemicals from the DuPont family? You know, I mean, that's
right.
What he had, was up to. Now, people think, well, Reif didn't have a chance. Reif had a lot of money. He owned Timken Roller Bearing Company.
Hmm.
You know who that is, don't you, Frank?
I have no idea.
Timken Roller Bearing Company? They were one of the largest bearing manufacturers of World War II. But
see,
he,
I was born in 75, right?
Your birthday was just the other day.
I know, I didn't get my song. What's the deal?
Oh, I did. No, because you ribbed me last year so bad. So I said, well, I'll call him up with that ribbo song. I'll just wait on it. Ladies and gentlemen, this boy's been on, and I call him a boy because he's young enough to be my son. He's been around on radio here, what is RBN going on? This is his fourth year.
Amazing, huh?
So, and I've been recording his shows ever since. Matter of fact, I even have shows that RBN doesn't have because they screwed or messed their computer up.
Oh, well, you might get some emails.
Anyway, Timken Bearing was named after his wife's maiden name because he was married to a Japanese.
Oh, wow.
Japanese name. Okay, he was also the owner of Bridges to Bridges Carriage Company. Now, Bridges to Bridges Carriage Company was a steam engine car.
Oh, wow.
Okay? So he owned that. Of course, he didn't operate it. He wasn't down there on a daily basis. He was just the investor owner. Okay? Now, a lot of these things about Royal Raymond Reif are not discussed because everybody thinks he was a kook from some weird science from a back room,
much like
Nikola Tesla is.
Yep, that's right.
And you know me and Nikola Tesla. My personal invention is built around Nikola Tesla.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to call in and give you two quotes,
okay,
if I may.
Please.
One quote comes from Benjamin Franklin. A man's useful inventions subject him to insult, robbery, and abuse.
Wow, that's true.
And that was about from Benjamin Franklin in the 1780s. So he foresaw the evil that was behind those who had a whole lot of money and those who didn't, but were trying to invent something and make life better. Now, a minute ago I mentioned a couple other names like James Watt. He was a Scotsman that invented a steam engine for a car and got a patent for it in Scotland. In 1796.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and along with Oliver Evans and Richard, what's Richard's last name? Trivet Hick. Those two guys put together a steam locomotion engine up in Philadelphia in 1805. But they were suppressed by powers to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
They had steam engine cars in the late 1700s and early 1800s. Could you imagine what America would have been like? The other quote I have for you, Frank, is, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth?
I love that. Who's that from?
That's Galatians.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. You don't know the place, do you?
There's a lot of listeners out there that have a lot better information, like Mike from over in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if you're listening, Mike, I want you to get in touch with the board operator because I want to talk to you. That guy, he called last night to talk to Joseph and brought out some questions and information.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. About the Nazis in South America.
Yes.
And he's got some information that I'm digging into and working with.
Wow.
I would like to talk to him about it.
Yeah, there's. Let me ask you this. This is something that was raised by one of my listeners a long time ago, and he started delving into it, and he was warned off of it. And he told me that, and I won't identify who he is or anything, but it was about Nazi subs off the coast of Louisiana.
Three of them.
Really?
We got one in the Mississippi River, 20 miles north of New Orleans, that was discovered when the drought came about a few years ago when the Mississippi River was its lowest level in over 300 years. And the other two are located outside the Gulf of Mexico, and they're in deep water, but they're there, and they've been spotted, and one of them has been pulled up, and you hear about it on the news, but you don't hear about the other two.
Wow.
And you don't hear, it's just like when I mentioned last night to Far about the subs that were off the coast of Cape Horn, mm-hmm. over 60.
That's amazing.
They were keeping any kind of traffic that was that even looked like it might be close to what was going on in Antarctica.
Wow.
So there's a lot of history that the United States is keeping secrets.
Yes.
We're supposed to be a free society, Frank.
Well, you know what we are? We're a free society insofar as the illusion can be perpetuated. And the illusion is perpetuated, and it's perpetuated very, very well. The problem is that most people don't have the ability or the fortitude to stand on their own two feet, independent of people they know, people they trust, people they love, and ask the hard questions, because they're, oh, shh, don't make a scene. Oh, why you got to stir up trouble? You know, just go with the flow. That's the lemming automaton mentality that is the reason why we are where we're at. As each one of these new things develops, these technologies, and I mostly mean for mass communication and whatnot, for every one of us that tell the truth, there are hundreds of liars out there. For every broadcast, every website, every truth, every news story, there are thousands of people to counter us, and they know that. Now, the point is that we've got our foot in the door, okay? The truth has a firm foundation for all of us to stand on, and I think that if we do have the backbone and the strength to stand firm, I think that the truth will win out.
I agree 100%, and it's called networking. You've heard me
absolutely
ever since July of 2004. Networking. You've got to network, and you've got to learn new skills. You just can't sit there in front of that idiot box with that six pack of beer and root for some football team or basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know it better than most. Arkansas comes to a dead still on football day or basketball day.
This is true. Unfortunate, but true.
They do the same thing in Nebraska. Oh, by the way, Nebraska is where Rife was born. Elkhorn, Nebraska.
Well, you're just chock full of information, as always.
One of my heroes, man. Don't talk about my heroes.
Well, that's good, man.
I'll give you all the truth you want on my heroes.
Right.
I was excited when I found out who was on. I was like a little boy in a candy shop with all I could take out the door.
Well,
I mean.
Well, that's great.
Anyway, there's so much truth out there in networking. It's just like over Christmas holidays, I learned how to bake bread from scratch with my hands.
That's good, man.
And I had a friend come over the other day, and he saw the loaf of bread that I made Monday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "What do you do with that big old loaf?" And I said, "Well, I made it, and I haven't found a bag that I can put it in, so I have to use a brown paper bag from the grocery store."
Drew, I'm going to send you a big pink frilly apron for you to wear when you're baking. Maybe some matching oven mitts.
See that now. I am a former United States Marine, ladies and gentlemen, and I've been on the other side. I've literally been with the agency and the National Reconnaissance and the National Reconnaissance Office and the United States State Department. I know what the cover-up is, and you're right on, Frank.
Yeah.
There only one of maybe 5,000 of us that see the truth walk away. And then of that, probably of 100, there's probably only two of us that have the guts to stand up and talk.
Well, let me ask you this. You sleep comfortably at night?
You see what time it is?
Yeah.
Sleep.
But guilt-free, though, don't you? I mean, you don't have to wrestle with your conscience in your sleep.
I go to bed. I go to put my head on a pillow, and I'm out in 30 seconds.
Drew, God bless you, man, as always.
Take care. God bless. Everybody, pay attention to this show. This is the best show on the air and the fastest 4 hours of talk radio anywhere on this planet.
God bless you, my friend. I can't thank you enough. Folks, we'll be right back with more Frankly Speaking Radio, 3 minutes.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. The home stretch, final hour of the big program until tomorrow. Well, until later tonight. Weird the way that works, isn't it? Folks, I invite your phone calls, your comments, questions, suggestions, complaints, and even death threats at 800-313-9443. Let's go to Don in Ohio. Don, welcome to the show.
Actually, you gave me a lot of fucking options. All right.
Okay, let's go to Michael in Missouri. Welcome to the show. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Can
you hear me?
Yes, I can. Is this Michael?
Great. This is Michael. How are you
doing? Michael, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. I've been a long-time listener here, and we really love your show. My wife and I listen quite often, as much
wow.
as we can.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I was calling to... just make a little comment. I have been doing some work with frequency equipment for about 3 years now, and it's really interesting because I've also listened to Colonel Joe, in your interviews with him. Mm-hmm. And we have a device that's called an F-scan, mm-hmm. and it actually is made in Switzerland. And over there, it's a Class 1 licensed medical device, but in the U.S., it's just a research device, if even that.
I see.
And you guys kind of know how that works. And anyway, I had run some scans and found some things and sent it into a doctor that I work with in this kind of research.
Mm-hmm.
And it had some viral activity and stuff. And anyway, I tried that oxalic acid wash that's mentioned on page 102 of Colonel Joe's book.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the headache was gone before the rinse was over.
It
was that quick. Yeah. So I was like, wow, this is fascinating, because for the research that I'm doing and that we're involved with, this really has some fascinating applications,
mm-hmm.
possibly. And I love it because it's so inexpensive, of course.
Yeah.
And
that's the truth.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
So,
you know, and that's the thing, too. You know, and I try to keep up with this on a regular basis, you know, the Colonel Joe's diet, because it is so easy to do. And it does have such a dramatic impact. And you know, like you mentioned about the mouth rinse and whatnot, you know, that's so easy to just pull that together. And obviously it works on a great many things, like you said, just limitless applications. And obviously, you know, I do right now, when I started feeling kind of crappy, I guess last Saturday, I started with the carrot juice, and I guess what? I'm on my fourth can now today. Dramatic improvement in how I'm feeling with my sinuses and whatnot. So, yeah, I mean, you can't argue with success. And why would you want
right.
to?
Right. And, you know, with the carrot juice, just mm-hmm. another little story. I went to Lighthouse Dental up there in Raytown. There's a great dentist there that does removes a lot of amalgams that have mercury in them. And he does it, you know, with in a special way that you have to do when you're going to go to remove that sort of thing. And anyway, they had a hand scan there, and uh-huh. it would measure the amount of antioxidants in the body with a laser or something.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was drinking carrot juice. I was doing about 8 to 12 ounces a day, fresh juiced. And I come up, and I was also drinking a lot of Robo's tea, because they say that's like 50 times stronger than green tea and antioxidants. And long story short, I tested off the scale for antioxidants. So that carrot juice is really great stuff.
Wow. That's fantastic information. Yeah. I didn't even know you could test for something like that. I mean, you know, call me stupid, but then again, I didn't come out of the establishment. So, you know, I don't know what kind of fun tools that most doctors would have at their disposal. So.
Yeah, I think this was some company that was marketing a package of pills or something.
At
the point, they were shocked, because here's a guy that, you know, was just drinking carrot juice and Robo's tea, and I didn't need any pills. That was it.
They're like, oh, crap. It's like going to somebody's house to test a vacuum cleaner, and, you know, you end up at the cleanest house in the world, and you're like, never mind, I can't do anything for you. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm glad that's working out so well for you.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a fascinating way to find out. I mean, we're actually involved with some of the frequency research and the story about Rife tonight, and that website is very fascinating. And I can tell you from 3 years of dealing with so-called incurable disease that there's a lot of promise and a lot of hope in this technology. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are suppressed about it, and a lot of disinformation out there too. It's awful hard to know, you know, sift truth from some things that maybe not be so accurate in that field.
Mm-hmm.
And but anyway, it's a lot of great stuff.
Wow.
To be had there with frequency medicine.
That's
so
fantastic.
I wanted to ask you a question, if I could.
Sure.
On another topic.
Absolutely.
You know, you had a guest on, it's probably last year or so, Stuart Best. And
oh yeah.
Do you know when he might be coming? Will you be having him back anytime, or what he's up to? Or
you know what Stu is always doing? He's always making another film. So
okay.
That's one of the biggest problems I've run into, is trying to find some downtime for him. But yes, I will contact him right away. Michael, by all means, stay on if you have more. Folks, we're back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight. They don't care where they kick, just as long as they hurt you.
I'm glad you're here, my friends. We got about 25 minutes left to play via the phone, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, by all means, take advantage. 800-313-9443. Michael in Missouri. Welcome back, sir.
Hi.
Yeah, you mentioned about Stu Best. The guy is just incredible. Yes, we've done several interviews with him. Was there any particular subject that you enjoyed more than another, perhaps, in hearing him on the show?
Well, there's three things specifically. But first off, I listen to John Moore a lot too, and I heard him on your show in his No Need for Panic article.
Fantastic booklet.
Yeah, and isn't it fascinating that you're right there in the Ozarks in Missouri, where we have some of the best places to be if these things kind of come about.
So, well, you know, what's so interesting about that, Michael, is I firmly believe I was led to come here by God. I just, I got a job offer. Wasn't a very good one in radio, as no radio job is really all that good. But I turned down a job making probably close to 50 a year to come here for 20. And there was really no particular need to, no particular reason. I just felt led to do it. I did, And, you know, it's just been an exceptionally great experience the whole time. And I do feel that this is safe. And I've talked to many people who have told me the same thing. You know, God told me to come here. And I've heard it from countless numbers of people. So, you know, for whatever reason, and somebody say, oh, I had a dream, or, oh, I spilled my coffee grounds and it spelled out Arkansas, whatever, or Missouri. You know, people are coming here. There's a reason.
Yeah, I was doing a little research and happened chanced upon the Tom Sock Mountains down there. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it was a scientific article saying that, well, they have the back in the Paleozoic era, they had the fossils around the bottom of that mountain, but not at the top. So they actually believe that used to be an archipelago or island there.
Wow.
So I can see where the I guess these guys think that if the ocean levels come up, that that's definitely going to be above any kind of ocean level rise at that point.
Wow.
But yeah, I watched Stu's Mega Earth Changes 2, Blue Star Shining, and that really educated me on a lot of things. But he also talks about a Psalms 90 timeline in reference to a lot of biblical scholars' question about when Israel was founded in terms of how you apply Bible prophecy to that in terms of timeline.
Okay.
And he's one of the few people that I've heard anywhere, maybe there's like one other guy I've heard speak about that, and it's really hard for me to find anybody that's talking about that. And lastly, this is really controversial.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about his interpretation of Bible prophecy as America being Mystery Babylon or Babylon the Great.
Yes.
And I try to keep an open mind about that and try to look at that with some discernment. But, you know, the way things were going with our country, and it really saddens me, if you ever look at his 99 parameters as to the who and what that could be, if that applies to us, wow. It's really strange because, you know, it talks about how we become a police state and how his interpretation is that millions end up being rounded up and put in concentration camps. And that's just a real serious question that I have about that interpretation of Bible prophecy. So anyway, I think he's a fascinating guest that you've had, and
okay.
I was just curious what was going on with that.
I'll tell you what, I'll try to pin him down. He might have more availability at this time of day than in the morning, but usually he's such a busy guy. He's always producing and recording and doing voiceovers and things like that for his amazing films. But you know, I'm glad you brought him up. I will give him a call tomorrow.
Great. Well, thanks so much for the work that you do. Like I said, my wife and I, we've listened to you so many times, and you're a real inspiration, and your information is really cutting edge, and we really appreciate the work you do.
Michael, God bless you. Thank you for the unduly kind words. It means the world to me. You've just inspired me to show up to work tomorrow. I appreciate that.
We'll be listening, so thank
all right.
you.
Thanks, buddy. Fantastic stuff there. You know, and there is quite a bit of evidence, folks, that we are Mystery Babylon and that America is due for a comeuppance from the Lord. Now, whether or not you believe that or you don't, I will say this. When Judgment Day comes, and I think we all agree on this, this is a day that we face individually at some level that God would basically say, Frank, we need to have a talk. Remember that time he did this? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, well, what do you think about that? And I'll, you know, fall down on my knees and beg for forgiveness, you know, which I try to do on a regular basis anyway, just to cover, you know, the bases. But as a result of that, I don't believe in my heart that God, who we should have a personal relationship with, who would judge us individually, would bring judgment upon America and include us in that. If you walk the walk, I think you're going to be fine. Okay? Now, I know there's a lot of talk out there about FEMA camps and red lists and blue lists, and I got to say there's a substantial amount of evidence that all this stuff is absolutely real. Do I think it's real? Yeah, I do. But it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what you think. So you got to come up with your own information and your own belief structure. Don't pirate mine, because mine is a lot of thought gone into it. So, and I can't copyright it. But, you know, the point is that what I'm saying here is that it doesn't matter. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to anyone. Seek out your own answers, okay? But I would say this. Temper your discoveries with a strong faith. It will keep you sane. It will keep you hopeful, and it will keep you trusting in God. So, that having been said, let's go to George in New York. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I wanted to move around the place, and you're moving all over the place. I sort of thought the Judgment Day that everyone's looking forward to already happened at Calvary. I think it was all over and everything happened there. But that's my own personal truth.
Are you a preterist?
Am I what?
A preterist?
What do you mean by that?
It's a faith that basically believes that all the events in Revelation were already fulfilled in like 70 AD or something.
Yeah, well, I can lean towards that. I'm free.
Good for you.
And, you know, men wrote and they've made a lot of money, and, you know, I respect the word wherever the word may be, but, you know, they've edited it, re-edited it. The King James Version was, who was it, Francis Bacon was a big Freemason, and I respect him, too, for his brilliance and what he had to do, but I don't necessarily respect everything that he did do.
Fair enough.
So, to move around the truth is on the net, if you can find it, and stay free. Because you did say network, and it's very difficult to network on the net. I would like to see a place where you could, that it would grow, where you could network more, where you could break off and do your thing with people of like mind, a fellowship.
Sure. Yes.
But the disinformation artists, whether they're conscious or unconscious, are really... there's a lot of them out there.
And they're extraordinarily talented, and unfortunately there are so many chicken littles in the truth movement that one little tiny allegation that's false, of course, turns into the biggest, most ridiculous, and most covered story in all the media, which is, you know, I try to stay away from stuff like that. If I know something to be an allegation, I'll say that's exactly what it is, and I never say, according to my top secret sources, because I want people to be able to find these things for themselves. So when I read a story, I tell you where it came from. You know, George, I would urge you to use this show to network.
Well, I will to a degree. Good. Oh, it would be nice if you had a chat room and a forum on the side, too.
You know why I don't do that?
Why?
Here's the reason why. I've gone to shows that have chat rooms, and I've even been interviewed on a number of shows that have their own chat rooms. The people in the chat rooms are talking about, man, the gas costs $3 down here, and hey, you know, I was just curious, did you watch Desperate Housewives? You know,
correct,
and it just
correct.
Just completely devolves away from whatever it is we're talking about.
Correct.
I just think
unless you really mystify them.
Yeah.
And you see, if I get taken from what you said, if I had it, I would have a few chat rooms, and I would have one that stays on what's being discussed.
Well,
you know?
I would urge you to take the burden, to pick up this gauntlet you've thrown down, and make a chat room.
Well,
they're not too hard.
It costs money and people.
Well,
not really.
I mean, honestly, all you got to do is find a... and they have them all over the place. Yahoo new, groups where you can go into a chat room where they have subject matter. And if you just say, hey, look, I'm going to start my own Yahoo group, which is free, and let's say call it, Truth, you know, and anyway, the Truth chat room, and then you can call into the show and say, hey, I'm in the chat room at the Truth chat room, and you can find it at yahoo.com or whatever, and then you can do that. That doesn't cost you anything.
True, people could do that even without your permission and work alongside your program. But
absolutely.
Back...
I would encourage them to – you have to go where you're led. Everybody has to go where they're led, and if they're led to communicate and network in that fashion, by all means do it.
If they can fellowship in love, sure. The other thing, the hate comes, and they don't want to go all the way. That's the thing, you know. Are you familiar with Alan Watt? That's
W-A-T-T. Absolutely. I've interviewed with Alan before. He's fantastic.
On your show?
Yes.
I didn't see it on his site.
Hmm.
Oh, great. So you know where Alan's coming from, and he's quite brilliant in many areas, and especially history. You know, he's really, really, really brilliant. And, you know, like he's saying, the chip is here, it's ready to begin, the computers are ready, et cetera. In a few years, it could be all over, so to speak. You brought out the cams. Everything's in place. All they have to do is activate it, and we're finished.
Right.
The whole thing is finished. You know, and people don't they realize this, but they don't want to fight it. And like I say, well, what about your grandchildren? What are you going to do, sit in another dimension and watch your robotic offspring? You're going to enjoy this?
Right.
I mean, because you're not going to get out of that dimension until something is corrected for the miscorrection or the misthought or the misthought that you had by not fighting back, becoming conscious.
Sure.
And of what is going on and saying, hey, the buck stops here. I'm not playing on their merry-go-round. You know, I know my vote doesn't count. I know that they're all puppets. You know, they had the latest game, and I'm not really don't want to get into the latest candidates and, you know, who we all, I said in the early 90s, if they put that female in there, that they hate women so that they're going to put the female in there to collapse this thing and blame it on the woman, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, if you, that's a,
sure.
a loose, I'm using the word very loose woman, you know, applying it to that person.
Yes.
Because I believe that person is the Babylonian harlot incarnate, you know, an example of, you know, and I think the ones who wrote the book of Revelation, you know, because it's been corrected so many times, but I think they have a very wild, weird sense of humor the way they describe the Babylonian harlot. But it's on the money, you know, drunk on the blood of the saints. Hmm. And that's what happens on the net, too. You go there, and they get on you, and the female, you know, they have this effect on us men, and they take you off into this world, and they... Palooka, I call it, like New York. I'm an older person. I'm a driver. I'm over 60, right? And they palooka you. You know, they take you out in weird worlds. You know, and they like you to entertain them, but they don't want to come to the truth. I said, can't you see what's going on in your family? You know, I think of the 13-year-olds, the men and the women, because the Bible says you're a man, you're a woman. Then why do they call them kids and treat them like jerks?
So... Well, let me say this, and I know there's a lot of people who don't necessarily think of women as, you know, geniuses that they are. I will say this.
Oh, I think of, I worship okay. them as goddesses. I worship with them.
The thing about, and I'll say this, women, and I've been doing this stuff for a long time, my friend, and women get this stuff before we do. Okay? The truth, they
without
understand
it.
They get it before we do because they feel it. In ways that we can't, and that's just that is certainly a feather in their cap. We want to know the nuts and bolts of it, but they get it before we do. As a result of that intuition, that perception that
and networking.
Have. Sure, absolutely.
They
well, that's what we have
I watch
to do.
Females. Females sit down pre-puberty, and they'll have a meeting like a board meeting, and exchange views and what's going on you, or even if they got on Frank, they would analyze you like a board meeting.
Yeah.
And they would know your strengths and weaknesses. They look at you entirely different, you know. And then you see it's okay for a female to totally dress like a male, go into her male mind. But a male, if a male goes into the female mind, oh, he's a faggot, which is not fair on their part. Why are they doing this to men? Why don't they let men explore their right, left brain, everything else? You know, they're 1/3 female, 2/3 male on the physical, and their intuition. You know why? You know, that's the liberated female, the liberated male, where we're going, where I'm not... I'll stop here and let you hear your thoughts.
Well, you've certainly covered a lot of territory, as promised, my friend. I would just say this, that you know, I don't feel restricted in any capacity, because I'm my own person, you know
right.
what I mean?
I'm totally with you.
Yeah,
I'm the same way. You buy me, it's my way or the highway.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, we have to.
I try not to be fascist. You know, that's the problem. We're all basically fascist. I try live and let live. Whatever floats your boat.
Okay. Well,
do your thing. You know, like I say, I'm a driver. I drove Dan Quayle, even in like Dan's a great guy, but he's one of them. He's caught in the trap, like
sure.
everybody else. He, you know, he's bloodline too, and like he said the truth's on the net if you know how to find it. And he says, I know you do. You know, it's there. And it is there, but it's the embryonic android. It hasn't even chosen its sex yet. You know, that's what the internet is. The android that we can and we should build, and we each should have our personal android to protect us. And they should protect us from what has been done to us. I'm looking forward to where, you know, where Alan talks, the controllers are the ones really controlling, so we'll call that the first level. Second level is the elites, and the third level is the masses, us. The stuff that they got, the controllers on the first level, you were talking about technology, like Alan says, it's magic what they got. You know, if they would come and share and tell us, and 'cause they're caught. As they have enslaved us, they are enslaved. They're totally enslaved in their madness. What do they want to be, the gods of the earth? The earth is only a speck. In creation,
yes.
And this is only one of the universes. I mean, my man Jesus, who I like to call J.C. or Jesus Christ, the playwright, the son of Mary Immaculate, is infinite. He's got so much stuff happening. And what you know, this earth, I mean, they're caught. I mean, would you want to be here for an eternity? I mean, in infinity, you have an infinite amount of eternities.
Well... We're running out of time here, my friend. But
yeah, well,
but
I did move around.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing to be able to do. Here's my assessments of sort of what you've said thus far. I think the main thing to understand here is that the powers that be, of course, they would look at something like Revelation and they think that applies. They think that's their story. Okay,
they wrote it.
Well, I know, but this is what I'm saying is that. You know, they think that's their story, and as a result of it, they believe that this 1,000 years would be for them. A lot of people would say, well, these guys are just a bunch of atheists and whatnot. They're not atheists. They know very well that God exists. Well, hold on a second now.
Okay,
they know very well that God exists. They know very well the whole process, which is why they do their little rituals and they do their little, they have these, like you said, magical technologies almost. They're desperate to prolong their life because they fear death. And this is what it's all about. They know what's going on, and they think it's for them. They think that this is a great thing. And it goes back to, I think, Plato, this whole concept of this class society of this gold, silver, and bronze class. And that's exactly what we've got here in America right now. It's been achieved. It's a done deal. So where does that leave us?
For many years, if you missed it, Alan did say they conquered the age gene 500 years ago. So now you know how old the oldest ones are.
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Hey,
okay, George, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. We got to take a break here, folks. We'll come back and try squeezing another call or two in the remainder of the time we've got here on Frankly Speaking Radio. Stick around.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. Dwindling moments, my friends, of an action-packed four-hour episode of Frankly Speaking Radio. And guess what? We're doing it all week long. I urge you to join us. We come on at the air at 11 p.m. Central Time and go to 3 a.m. So since we're rapidly approaching that point, let me try to get into these calls. Carl in Oklahoma, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Frank, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I just came across your program tonight by accident, and it's the first time I've heard you. For this guy, Michael, that called in about the carrots.
Yes.
He may want to check with Dr. Lorraine Day and some of her work. She's cured all kinds of diseases with carrot juice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, also, I would like to get a mailing address for you so I can send you a packet of information.
Okay.
On, dinosaur extinctions and, the extinction cycles.
Okay. Sounds great.
And, there was a man on right before Michael of Missouri that spoke about, the cars that they had back in the 1700s.
Yes.
And I'd like to leave a number and ask him to call me. I have some information on some of that.
All right. Here's what we'll do. Can you listen off air? Or I'll just give you this. Get a pen. I'll give you my address. Okay.
I got it.
I'll give it on over the airways. And then after we're done, stay on the line. I'll get Manny to put you on hold and get your phone number. And I imagine at that point, Drew, who is a... You know, he always listens, so maybe he can even call in and you guys can exchange numbers off air, okay? But here's my address, Frank Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. And folks, anybody that wants to send anything, that's fine. I know some people don't feel comfortable with electronic correspondence, and I know some things need to be, you know. But anyway, you know what I'm getting at here. So anyway, 1780 Holly Street, H-O-L-L-Y.
Okay.
Street, Fayetteville, F-A-Y. E-T-T-E-V-I-L-L-E, Arkansas's AR, 72701.
72701.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Carl.
How far is Fayetteville from the Oklahoma line?
About 40 miles.
After I send this package to you, and after we speak on the phone off air at some point, even this evening if you're available, for a few minutes, I'd like to come visit you and bring some different things that I have to show you.
As long as it's not a gun, we got no problems there.
There's no guns involved. No.
All right, Carl, yes, definitely get a hold of me and leave your contact info, and I'll get a hold of you when I get a chance tonight. Probably not a good time, but we will catch up. We will touch base, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you get to take us out tonight.
Hey, Frank.
Yes.
Open your show with "Welcome to Your New Addiction." I called you a couple of days ago. This is not going to be. I cannot have this be a habit. But I'm up again.
I'm sorry.
And I had to call.
I'm glad you did.
The subject of faith and what the Bible says, and I have to say this.
Okay.
When people say "keep the faith,"
yes.
Keep the faith in what?
Mm-hmm.
What do people mean by that?
Well, it depends.
Well, this is my point. It's like gravity. It doesn't depend. It's your relationship to truth. Truth just is. It does not change.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is you can either be an Adam, I will be his God. I'm going to eat that fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can be a Jesus. Your will be done unto death.
Mm-hmm.
If you can make this cup pass, make it pass.
Mm-hmm.
But if not, here I go. Here I come,
right.
Father.
Sure.
And this is my point. Our problem in this society is that we truly are faithless. I am a Bible believer, just a Bible-believing Christian.
Me too.
There is no error in the Bible and as far as the truth that it tells. I'm not
mm-hmm.
saying men don't manipulate things,
yes.
But they do. And basically what they're doing is trying to take the attributes of God, put them on men so that men can control other men.
Lauren, I'm sorry, we're out of time. Please call me again later this week and we'll give you as much time as we have, okay? Folks, that's going to do it. I'm sorry. I can't do any more than 4 hours at a time, okay? We'll see you tomorrow in about 20 hours, I guess later today.
Attention, friends.